Discovering the hidden gems of Cyprus, a 3-day itinerary from Paphos to Varosha.
Welcome to Travel with Nico, where we share stories, guides, tricks and insights to help you brighten your traveler soul and business opportunities.
Hello, hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of Travel with Nico. In this episode, I'm going to give you guys a guide, a 3-day guide to visit Paphos, to visit Cyprus in the best of the ways, to especially get the cultural contrast that is present on this island between the Turkish side and the Greek side of Cyprus. Let's start with day one. Our trip starts in Paphos, one of the most picturesque cities in Cyprus. After enjoying a traditional Cypriot breakfast in one of the bakeries of the old city center of Paphos, we will hit the road toward Famagusta, a Turkish town. The journey takes approximately 2.5 hours, but the view, guys, along the way make it worth it. As we make our way to Famagusta, the air is filled with a sense of excitement and curiosity because of the unique history and the cultural significance of this place. This city has seen it all, guys. From the Crusades of the Ottoman Empire, the history here is palpable. We will start by visiting the old city walls to then soak in the stunning views over the Mediterranean Sea. Next, we will head towards the ghost town of Varosha, which has been abandoned since the Turkish invasion of Cyprus in 1974. The area is now surrounded by fences, but you can still catch a glimpse of the once thriving city from the nearby beach. We will take a stroll along the beach, take pictures, and learn more about the history of the area. For lunch, we will head to the nearby restaurant where we can taste some of the best seafood Cyprus has to offer. And after lunch, we will head back to Paphos for another 2.5 hours' route. During our second day, we will start by visiting the beautiful Dionysus Bath. Also called as Aphrodite's Bath, Aphrodite's waterfall, is located in the Troodos Mountains. The bath is a natural waterfall, guys, with a small lake. We can take a dip in this very, very cold water and enjoy a quick picnic lunch before heading towards Nicosia, the capital of Cyprus. This is a vibrant and bustling city with rich history and culture. We will start our tour by visiting the historic Venetian walls and the iconic gate of northern Cyprus. So here, we will explore the old town and cross the Turkish border once again to leave the cultural contrast present on this island, guys. Once here, I suggest you to try this Turkish restaurant called Krubera. It is a very nice location, but especially the food is great for a great price, and we will get a traditional Turkish cuisine. Third and last day. We will be spending this day exploring the charming whole city center and harbor of Paphos. We will start our tour by visiting the famous Paphos Castle, which is situated on the entrance of the harbor. This castle has a rich history and has been used as a fortress, prison, and even has a warehouse. We will then head toward the old harbor, where we can enjoy a cup of coffee or drink in one of the many cafes or restaurants. Afterward, we will visit the whole city center, which is filled with traditional Cypriot architecture, charming cafes, and artisanal shops, where we can buy some stuff, you know, for our way back to our hometown. We can explore then local markets, visit the historic churches, and learn more about the culture and traditions of Cyprus. For lunch, we will head to a local tavern, guys, where we can enjoy some delicious traditional Cypriot cuisine and suggest an amazing family tavern that is called Minas, guys. It's a very small place, but it's perfect for some local fresh fish. And as I said, it's a family tavern, so the atmosphere in there is amazing, super relaxing and easygoing. Well, in the afternoon, we will take a walk along the promenade to enjoy stunning views during the golden hours while sipping a nice cocktail. In conclusion, guys, this 3-day itinerary starting from Famagusta and ending with Paphos covers some of the most fascinating and historically significant places in Cyprus. From the ghost town, as I said, the Varosha, to the charming old city center of Paphos, there is something for everyone here. Whether you are interested in history or culture, or simply want to relax and enjoy the beautiful scenery, Cyprus is the perfect destination for your next adventure. So hope you enjoyed this short episode about 3-day guide regarding Cyprus. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to get more of this content, keep following and I will keep publishing like content, local car guides about different destinations as Malaga, Crete and so on and so on. So if you enjoyed the content of this podcast, of this episode, follow my social media, follow like the next episode, because I will keep updating you with new content about different destinations and tips and tricks about how to make easier your life as a digital nomad. So guys, see you soon, un beso muy grande, ciao!